Hey, what is up, everybody? It's Tim Davis. Might hear a little background noise today. That's okay. I'm here from my home office. They're doing some work in my front yard. Ignore the background noise. Let's focus in on today's Originator's Guide podcast because I got something to share with you that can literally change the trajectory of your career if you want to become a top producer in this industry, if you want to have a life. Here's what it begins with: your standards. What are the standards that you have for yourself, that you have for your business, and you have for your team members? Because if you don't have a list of standards that you've clearly written out and you've clearly taught to your team and got buy-in from your team on, then your business is always going to be a roller coaster. It's always going to be up and down. Let me give you some examples of exactly what I'm talking about. One of the standards I had on my team: never, ever, ever, under any circumstance, miss a closing date. We talked about it all the time. It was a principle. It was an expectation. It was a standard. Now, did that sometimes push us to the edge trying to get some things done? Absolutely. I had to hold up some responsibilities in that. So in other words, if I got a quote unquote rush file and it was unrealistic to meet the date and I knew that, I had to set better expectations with the referral partner and the customer up front. I didn't put my team in compromising positions where they weren't able to win. So that was another standard. Another standard I have is, look, you can rely on me that I'm never going to place you in an uncomfortable situation where you're not going to be able to perform and win. I'm going to take care of the expectations on the front side. So start today, make a list of your standards. What do you expect of yourself? What do you expect of other people? And as a leader, never ever put your team in a compromised situation. Don't take on a contract date that you know is impossible to meet because you hope it can happen. Here's another example of another standard I had: closing statements to the attorney's office 24 hours prior to closing. That was a standard. We talked about it all the time. How do we accomplish all of this? Couple things. We knew our standards, everybody knew their roles, and each and every day we held a team meeting and we went over two parts of our pipeline: our future pipeline, people shopping for a home, and our current pipeline, people with closing dates. So, you want to build a top producing team? Set your standards. Start today, make a list of your standards, then talk with your team about it, get buy-in, and then hold yourself and your team to the standards you set. Guys, have an awesome day out there. Keep bringing you some more coaching each and every day on our podcast. We'll talk to you guys real soon. Share the podcast, give us a rating. And as always, have an awesome day out there. There's tons of opportunity. Go take advantage of it. Set those standards, and we'll talk to you real soon. See you. Bye.